On this week's episode, in both Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, hundreds have gathered and protested against police brutality, and the Michigan Senate has answered the call for legislative reform. In coronavirus news, Michigan's stay-at-home order has been lifted. We will tell you what you need to know. The CDC's director also encourages those attending protests to get tested for the virus. We'll tell you about the testing sites that are available in the area. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
This is great. I was not expecting this many people.
That was Terrell Cotton, the organizer of the protest on Saturday, in which hundreds gathered through downtown Ypsilanti in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Ypsilanti Township Trustee Monica Ross Williams was one of several speakers who addressed those attending.
We have to stand up against oppression. We have to stand up against racism. We have to stand up against privilege, because we as a people are better, and we must stand together to be better. Thank you.
At one point, many gathered around Ypsilanti Police Chief Tony DeGiusti in front of the Ypsilanti Police Department building. DeGiusti addressed questions posed by those nearby, while cheers of Black Lives Matter could be heard from those further back in the crowd. DeGiusti was asked to make the department's policies more transparent by posting them to their social media. You can find a gallery of both this protest and another that took place in Ann Arbor on May 30th on our website. Both protests come in the wake of the death of George Floyd, who was murdered by a police officer in Minneapolis on May 25th. In response to the call for a change in legislation regarding law enforcement policies, Michigan Senate passed Senate Bill 945 on June 4th. This bill requires that officers be trained on implicit bias, de-escalation tactics, and go through several mental health screenings. In her press conference on June 1st, Governor Whitmer stated, quote, "To the overwhelming majority who have taken to the streets and protested peacefully, protesting historic inequalities Black Michiganders and those across the country are facing. I hear you, I see you, and I respect you and support your efforts to enact real structural change in America. I cannot begin to understand your level of exhaustion and constant stress and pain in the African American community, but I know that it is understandable and is justified," end quote. Last week, Governor Whitmer announced that Michigan's stay-at-home order is over, but there are still some restrictions. Here's what you need to know. Retail stores can now allow customers to enter without an appointment, but they still need to abide by social distancing guidelines. Bars, restaurants, and public swimming pools may open up today up to 50% capacity. Libraries and museums are also permitted to open today with limited capacity. Indoor gatherings are limited to 10 people, while outside gatherings are limited to 100 people. Barbershops, hair salons, tattoo shops, and nail salons will be opening on June 15th. It is also recommended that those who work remotely continue doing so. Governor Whitmer is still mandating social distancing and is encouraging citizens to wear masks. CDC Director Robert R. Redfield is recommending that those participating in Black Lives Matter demonstrations and protests should get tested for the coronavirus. Redfield stated that individuals taking part, if possible, should get tested within the week of attending the demonstration and inform others with whom they've been in contact. There are still several testing sites available in the area. The Perry Early Learning Center, located on 550 Perry Street in Ypsilanti, is offering drive-up and walk-in testings Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. At this site, no appointment, insurance, or prescription is needed. If you do have insurance, you should bring your insurance card. St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor Hospital, located on 5301 McCauley Drive in Ypsilanti, is offering curbside testing at the north entrance. This site is open every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You do not need an appointment or a physician's note. Call 1-833-247-1258 for more information. CVS Pharmacy is offering two testing sites. One is at 2100 West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor. Another is located at 1700 South Industrial Highway in Ann Arbor. For these sites, you do have to book an appointment. You can do this visiting the link on our website. Ann Arbor Urgent Care, located on 1000 East Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, is offering testing from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Sunday. At this site, you don't have to be experiencing symptoms to get tested. Prognify Urgent Care, located at 4563 Washtenaw Avenue in Ann Arbor, is offering testing to anyone who is experiencing symptoms. For more information on these testing sites, you can visit the links on our website. As always, thank you for listening. Tune in next Monday for more news, and don't forget to check easternecho.com to check out more stories and updates. This is Liz Horniak signing off.